You're listening to Mornings with Eric and Bridget, minus Bridget. Jill is sitting in for her on this fine Wednesday morning right here on Moody Radio 89.3.
So glad to be doing it because if I didn't go into radio, even going into radio, I thought probably missions would be in my future, something that I would do. I feel like it's a daily step on the mission field here at Moody Radio. Jackie Darby, you're actually on the mission field in Guatemala. Talk a little bit about how you felt called there.
Well, good morning. Our missions journey started back in the early 90s. My husband and I served as youth leaders in the local church in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, actually. My husband's a Fort Myers native, and we were youth leaders, and our youth pastor needed an extra leader to go on that missions trip. And so he volunteered because he worked for his dad in their tile business, so he was able to get off pretty easily. And it was on that trip that he really felt like God was calling us as a couple to the missions field. So that's how it all started.
But that's not where your story starts. Your story has a dramatic beginning. Tell us about how your story actually began back in the 1960s.
Well, my story began back in the garbage dump of Seoul, Korea. I was an abandoned baby left to die in the garbage dump of Seoul, Korea, with rats eating on my naked little body. But because of the grace of God and His mercy, He sent a missionary nurse who found me in the garbage, lying in the garbage. She found me, rescued me, and took me to the local orphanage, which then I became eligible for adoption.
How did you know, or at what age did you find out that this is how your life began?
I have heard my story from little on. As long as I can remember, I remember hearing my story. And the reason I say that is because clearly, I did not look like my family. My parents already had 5 biological children of their own when I arrived, ranging from 5 years old to 18 years old. And so I did not look like them. And back in the 60s, it wasn't as common to adopt. So everywhere we went, people knew that I was adopted. And they would, out of curiosity, ask my parents about me, and they would always very proudly tell my story. And so I heard my story from little on, but I wasn't as excited to hear my story. Actually, it brought me a lot of shame.
The question that you're asking in a book you've written is, whose am I? Or in Spanish, something else. I just can't pronounce that because I don't speak Spanish. Anyway, you ask, whose am I? I'm sure that's a question that kept rattling around. You wouldn't have titled the book that if it wasn't rattling around your head, correct?
Correct. I had that question in my mind. I would say it haunted me for many, many, many years. I often wondered, whose am I? Whose really am I? Why did my mom, for some reason, I always blamed her. But I always wondered why she abandoned me in the garbage. But as a mom myself and understanding childbirth and everything, I doubt right now that it was her. But I still, to this day, have no idea who my biological parents are or were and how I ended up in the garbage dump.
Mm-hmm. So when you would pose that question to your parents, whose am I, how did they respond? What answer did they give you?
That's a great question. But honestly, I did not ask my parents that question. It was something that I secretly kept that was just always in my mind. But I never asked my parents because I'm speaking from my perspective. I didn't want to disappoint them. I did not want to come across like I was ungrateful for what they had done because I heard of what they have done and I was experiencing it. So probably maybe deep down inside, I was fearful of more rejection. And so I never asked that question, but those are my feelings and my questions is something that I guarded in my heart.
Mm. Well, again, we're talking to Jackie Darby, whose Am I is the book, and it's actually a bilingual book. It's kind of creatively done. You can find out more at our website, ericandbridget.org. Who is Darley, though?
Darley is a little girl. Her parents are Aishen, Alex, and Lopez. They are prominent leaders here in Guatemala, and I got to know them through our mission. We had, in the first 8 years, we had 17 orphan and abandoned teenagers who lived with us here in our house. We worked with an orphanage, and they were youth leaders at the time, and our teenagers went to their cell group. But fast forward, and when Alex and Aisha got married, they then had two biological children of their own, but God touched their hearts to adopt, and Darley is their first adopted daughter. And as they were walking through some challenging times, they reached out to me knowing my story and just wanted to know if maybe I could help them out. And so not only did they adopt Darley, they adopted another little girl, Evie. And I began to have them over and just spend time with Darley. And in this book, Whose Am I? De Quien Soy in Spanish is the name. I began to just build a relationship with Darley. And this book is a real life conversation that her and I had about our identity, and worth, and the question, whose am I? Because she's a teenager right now. She also has had this question, and she's still right now very much in this process, trying to figure things out, trying to process, whose am I? Why was I abandoned? And then my story is that I'm an adopted child. What happened in my story?
Well, I think that's so important to have a mentor to kind of think through that. My sister is adopted, and it was just such a natural conversation in our family, so much so that when my younger brother went to kindergarten, there were twins in his kindergarten class, and he was so fascinated with the twins that he said, I need you to adopt me a twin. And my parents had to explain to him that's not exactly how it works, and, got into that whole conversation. But talk about how important that is to have that mentor come alongside. Just sharing a similar story.
I think it's very important. And I am just so grateful for Alex and Aisha that they gave me this privilege, because if they hadn't have reached out to me back, years ago, I would have had no idea, number one, that they were struggling. And I wouldn't have had this gift to be able to mentor Darley. Like you said, it has definitely turned into a mentor relationship. When we began our relationship, she was just a little girl. And I wondered, wow, how am I going to be able to just speak into her life? But my husband and I totally believe in relationships and building relationships. And it was through that how God allowed me, and our relationship grew into this mentor relationship. But I would like to just emphasize that it was because of Alex and Aisha, and they were secure enough in their relationship with their daughter that they reached out and allowed me to come in and speak into their daughter's life. And if it wasn't for that, the whole basis of our children's book is totally around this conversation that we had at my house, sitting at the table, me pulling out my baby book that my mom had just lovingly put together of my adoption journey, that I was able to use to show to Darley in one of our very deep conversations. And so mentorship, I believe, is so important, in the body of Christ, and that's how God wants to use our lives to continue to minister to others.
Mm. And some of those pictures are a part of this resource also. So this book can kind of, in a way, be a mentorship for others. You know, it can work in that same manner through a print medium. And that's really exciting. The one problem I have with the book, though, is I did not have a craving for chocolate chip cookies this morning. And then I start looking through the book and I'm like, wow, now I'm really hungry for a chocolate chip cookie. What's the deal with the chocolate chip cookies?
Well, I don't consider myself a chef or a baker or anything, but I can make a really good chocolate chip cookie. And I have made lots and lots of chocolate chip cookies that I've given to others. And believe it or not, those chocolate chip cookies have been a tool to even start relationships and just to bless people. So when Darlie came over, she likes to bake the cookies. And so also our conversation that day, we baked cookies. And like I said, the book is so real. It is not a made-up story. Everything that took place in the book is 100% the truth. And that day we were making cookies. And so Aisha is not only my co-author, that's her mom, but she also beautifully illustrated and brought this story to life through, as you can see, beautiful pictures and illustrations. And she just creatively said, because you guys are baking cookies, we need to include your cookie recipe. And okay, great. So that's why the chocolate chip cookie recipe, and anybody who knows me here in Guatemala, a lot of people have been the recipients of my chocolate chip cookies.
I'll tell you what, there are some skills in life. I mean, quantum physics and things like that. Who cares? If you can make a good chocolate chip cookie, you're on my team. So I like that a lot.
Jackie, with just a minute or two left here, could you just talk to that person? We've talked about kids and adolescents having these questions. What about someone who is in their adult years saying, boy, I just have so many questions, even still to this day as an adoptive, now adult as a person that's been through the foster care system? Speak to that person.
Well, thank you. I actually am a volunteer with ACH, Alianza Cristiana de Guatemala, or Para los Huérfanos, which is Christian Alliance for the Orphans in English. And it is a group for adult adoptees, just what you're talking about. And my heart is to bring hope to any adult adoptee, any person of any age who's adopted, that our worth and our identity, it comes from our Heavenly Father. He loves us. He knew us, every single person who's listening. He knew each and every one of us before we were ever formed in our mother's womb. And he set us apart, and he has a special plan. And that my life began to transform when I came to know my Heavenly Father as my Lord and Savior. And I would encourage every listener who's listening, if they have a child, if they're an adult, to seek God, because every life matters, and that you will find your worth and your true identity in him. He is our Heavenly Father. He wants us to be his kids, his sons and daughters. And through that, you will find tremendous peace that the world cannot give.
Well, if you'd like more information about what we're talking about here, you can text the word Jesus, 561-737-6035. We'll get you some information, a video there, actually, and a phone number if you'd like to call somebody about some first steps you can take in that relationship with Jesus and your Heavenly Father. Boy, Jackie, thank you so much. This is a really fun resource, an important resource. I mean, we didn't even get to talk about Nacho yet. So, I mean, there's a lot in this book that is really, really impactful and a lot of fun things also. Thank you for such a great resource and an important resource. We thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. What a privilege and honor it is to be able to share with you today.